Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm the host for Favor Life, which is the process of there, a walk of faith where we walk by faith and not by sight, 15 minutes of empowerment where we are empowered to understand where we are, what God is doing, and the process that sometimes does not feel good, but we know is working for our good. This process that we go through, God uses our everyday life to allow us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who He is, that as we apply the Word of God, live the Word, as we believe His report and the calling that He's had for our life, that we will be as He is, that we will be what He's commanded us to be, that we will be changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, glory to glory, depth to depth, and we will see the miraculous hand of God cause us to be a blessing, not only to ourselves, but to every nation, every generation, and every race that we come in contact with, because we'll be able to show and demonstrate the greatness of our God through His love and His salvation. So it is an honor and a blessing to be in the kingdom of God, called to the purpose of God, and watch Him transform and change the lives of His people, because we trust that He that began a good work in us will do exactly what is said. He's going to finish that work in us. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, seeing their lives, seeing their choices, seeing their decisions, seeing how the Word of God has been applied and been used in their life, and we don't see them as superhuman beings, but we see them as people as we are, living in a different century and a different time, but because the Word of God is true, it will not fail us, that it's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, even as our God is, because the Word is God, it is Jesus. We understand that we can take the principles of the Word, the instructions of the Word, even the lives of those who are in the Word, and apply them, and we are instructed by it, we are encouraged, empowered by it, we understand and know our God by it, and we are changed by it. So we've been looking at different people, and I just want to look briefly at, because we've been talking about a changed mind, we've been dealing with the mindset in the last few broadcasts, and we've been dealing with the fact that some of us are trying to house and hold an old wineskin with things in it that God is not pleased with. God is now saying, I'm not going to wink at it any longer. I'm not going to let you skate by anymore. I'm commanding you to be changed by the renewing of your mind. I'm commanding you to now put on something new, to grasp what I'm telling you and where I'm taking you in this season, because God is getting ready to do something awesome for the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter what is happening in the world. We're getting ready to see the demonstration of God's power in the body of Christ like never before. So our mind has to be ready for that. No matter what disappointments have come and have tried to alter that or make us change our confession of faith or our testimony, we understand that the just live by faith, that we would believe the report of the Lord, that it doesn't matter what's going on. If God be for us, He is more than the whole world against us. And because we understand our God and that His word never fails, we are preparing ourselves because we see and sense something in the spirit realm on the horizon. We hear the voice of God telling us that we're getting ready to transition, transform into another area, another arena. But we have to prepare ourselves for what He wants to do. So our heart realm, our mind realm, because out of the issues of the heart, it flows the abundance of who we are. So we want to make sure that our mind, our heart, is transitioned, has been conditioned, has been reshaped so that it can carry what God is doing in this season. Even with the children of Israel, with Joshua, Joshua gets the instructions from God and says, tell them to circumcise their heart. And God wants us to circumcise our hearts again and say, look deep inside of me. Am I carrying an old mindset that cannot grab and grasp what you're doing in this season, what you're shifting us into? Have I allowed too much disappointment and pain and rejection and hard things and misunderstandings to make me be in a place where I cannot grab or grasp what you're saying because I don't want to change? If that's you, then you need to hear that God wants you to change for what He's getting ready to impart. He's getting ready to do something brand new, and you cannot miss it because you're unwilling to change your mind and grasp what God is saying. Behold, He makes all things new. Trust Him to make your mindset new. Jesus, when we look in the book of John, the second chapter in the 11th verse, It says this, this Ethan Canaan of Galilee was the first sign Jesus gave, the first glimpse of his glory, and his disciples believed in him. That's in the Message Bible. And it says in the New International Version, it says, now Jesus was here in Canaan of Galilee, was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. There are things that God has done in our lives in times past. There is testimony, overcoming testimony that we have, that God has given us, that shows and demonstrates the faithfulness of God, that we first began there. If it's just, we can go back and look at salvation, where he saved us, and the things that he did while when we first were saved, to let us trust in him and believe in him, and to even adhere to what he was saying, to build our faith in him, our most holy faith in him. We see that when we go back and look at our lives and we look at the testimonies that we have, the overcoming testimonies that we have in the Lord. And even though many of us have been hit by several things and hard things in business and marriage and relationship, community and family and finances, even in our physical bodies, it could be the loss of something that was very dear to us. We've been hit very hard in the last few years, but we cannot stop believing. It says that the disciples saw the first sign of Jesus' miracles. You saw the first sign of what God was going to do in your life because he gave you the first miracle of salvation, and he's been walking you through this process where you've been seeing him prove himself and show himself strong and mighty. But you've gone to a situation as you've grown in God in the last few years where you've seen hardness and you've seen some difficult places and you've seen heartbreak and discouragement. But I encourage you not to live in that place. Go back again and grab a hold to those testimonies. Go back and remember again. The Bible lets us see that Abraham built a memorial every time he had an encounter with God. He built something to remind himself and to remind the generations that would come after him that this is where God did something significant. This is where God talked to me, spoke to me. This is where God showed up. This is where God met my need. This is where God proved himself. This is where God blessed me. This is where God changed something in my life. He built a memorial to remind himself that this is the place where God did something that was so awesome that I had to build something that whenever I got faced with something else, when I got hit with something else, or when my children's children's children get hit with something else, that they can go back and see that God showed up in my life, that God did something miraculous, that we have an overcoming testimony, an encounter, an experience with God. We have a place here to remind us that God met and supplied the need. He showed up in the nick of time, didn't allow my enemies to swallow me up, didn't let the situation overtake me, but he came in and was God to me. We have that same testimony. We have that same place in our lives where we've allowed God to demonstrate his power. And even though some things are coming to challenge the word, even though some things are coming to challenge what God has been telling you, even though some things are coming to challenge your footsteps or the vision that God has given you for that church or for your family or your finances or where he's taking you, it does not yet appear. Do not change your testimony in your God just because you're getting hit with something. We look in the Bible and we see in the book of Ruth that Naomi changed her name because of what she had endured. Do not change your name. Don't change your overcoming testimony. Don't change your praise. Don't change your faith decree because of the things that have happened in your life and hit in your life that does not yet appear, does not match to what God has spoken, does not match what your faith has already been spoken out of your mouth. You continue to say what God is telling you because in a little while, this same enemy, this same circumstance, this same situation is going to be under your feet, and you're going to see God overcoming power show up and prove itself. The disciples saw Jesus do a miracle, and they believed. The same God that has done the miracle in your life through salvation and has walked you through every situation is the same God that is going to show up and do the miraculous in your life. Do not change your testimony. Do not change your decree. Do not change your stand in the Spirit because your faith, your overcoming faith is being challenged. All that's going on is that there's been an opportunity for God to set up an enemy, an adversary, so that he can prove himself strong and mighty. It's an opportunity for God to go back and recreate, redo, it's reshape, speak to, call to be, defeat some adversaries on your behalf, because your faith in him will not fail you. Your faith in God will not fail you. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he was with Abraham, he's going to be with you. If he defeated Abraham's enemy, he will defeat all of your enemies. If he walked Israel from the place of bondage into the place of promise, he will do the same for you. He is not a God that he will fall flat of any promise that he told you. The enemy is trying your faith to tear down your overcoming testimony, to make you shut your mouth, to make you stop decreeing, to make you stop praising, to make you stop worshiping, to make you stop testifying, to make you stop hoping in the God that says, I will do exceedingly, abundantly far above what I ask, think, or even imagine. The enemy wants your everyday life to be the life that matches and looks like the world. But we are not of this world. We're sojourning through. We are ambassadors of God. We have been anointed and filled with the Spirit and power to show the world, to show them how it is to live and walk by faith. Even when it doesn't look like our faith is producing what we say, we still decree, just like the Hebrew boys, they said, even if he doesn't show up in this fire, we still know that he's able. We're not changing our decree just because you threw us in this hot place. Don't change your decree because it's hot right now. Don't change your decree because it doesn't look like anything's working in your favor right now. That's false evidence appearing real. The enemy wants to give you an image that it's hopeless and you're in despair, that it's not working for your good. But I'm telling you, the overcoming, the faith of the believer, anytime your faith is challenged, that lets you know that there's something great on the horizon. Your faith, your praise is calling something that is all far closer to you each time you decree, each time you praise, each time you worship. It's closer and closer and closer and closer, because God uses time. He uses time to do certain things. There are periods when God wants to show himself strong. There are periods when God wants to prove himself. There are periods when God will use time to demonstrate his power. And we're on the brink of what God is getting ready to do. He's allowed some things to happen in the world that didn't look like it was going to turn out in our favor. Jobs shutting down, businesses, unemployment on the rise, people losing their homes, struggle all around. But God is getting ready to do something wonderful, because he's going to make us a bright light, a beacon for the world to see, that as God begins to bless and God begins to arise in us, they're going to see the demonstration of God's power and the provision of God. They're going to be drawn to what God is doing in our life, and as they're drawn, they're getting ready to get a taste of what they need in the spirit and not just the natural. They're going to get a taste of what God has already prepared for them. He set up certain circumstances. Even look at his track record in time. God always does something miraculous. When the circumstances look like it's not in the favor of his people, he sets up conditions so that he can show them that he's the answer. He sets up conditions that he can show them that he is the provision. He sets up the answer so that they can see that he has been entire time. You are not forgotten. I don't care what it's looking like. And I know we're talking about this change mind. You got to change your mind on how you're seeing the situation. Believe that God is going to be faithful to you and he's going to come through, that you are not the enemy of God, but the friend of God. And because you are his friend, because you're in his goodwill, he's allowed these situations to shape and mold you and to build you. He's allowed these situations to let you see he is going to do. He's allowing these Job situations to show you that he has everything under control. Though the enemy tries to slay you, trust God. Believe God. He knows the way that you take. And when he has tried you, when he's allowed situations to try you, you will come forth as pure gold. For those he loves, he chastens. And he knows that there's a faith that the body of Christ has to have, that as the world gets worse and worse, there's a faith that the believer must have. And the only way our faith muscles are made and stretched and built up and become strong is the things that come to make us strong, that try our faith, the stuff that comes to challenge our testimony, our overcoming testimony, our decree, our declare, our God is faithful. He who promised is going to do what he said. You're not going down. You're not going to lose it. You're going to win. You're an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb. And I challenge you, go back and change your mind about how you're looking at it. Go back and change your heart. Get that old wineskin out of the way and let God pour something in you so you can grasp what he's doing, so that when the shift comes, just like Joseph, you were in the pit, you'll be out of it in just seconds, because he's going to change it just that fast in your favor. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today. And join me tomorrow at the same time as we go through the process of prayer and the 15 minutes of empowerment. God bless you.